Good to see you again, LJ, and congrats on a great game last Friday. I wanted to ask what it's like for you when you've been dealing, you know, you've dealt with the injuries and had to try and bounce back from those things. And when you're able to put together a performance like that, you know, go for over 100 yards, what's that feeling like?
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, just being out there, being able to just to get back out there and, you know, just go compete with my teammates and stuff, you know, it's been real fun.
What's that first big run where you make a cut, break a tackle, and get that, you know, get a first down? What's that feeling, you know, when you're actually like, okay, here we go?
Yeah, you know, it's been a little bit, you know, a while since I've done it. So, you know, just being able to get back out there and just do it again, you know, because, I mean, for me, you know, I was kind of a little bit doubting myself, you know, just coming off my injury, not sure if I had it still. And, you know, just being able to do that, that really was a confidence booster for me.
LJ, as you've dealt with the injuries this season, how have you just kind of navigated it all? Do you go back to last season when you were injured for a spell as well, just kind of thinking back, yeah, I'm going to be back at some point?
Yeah, this one was a little bit more serious than last year's, because last year's was more like a bone bruise. So, you know, I was practicing and stuff, but it was just like once it came into like game stuff, you know, it was probably a little bit smarter for me to sit out. But, you know, just this year was like a real, you know, I was out for practice and stuff like that. So, you know, just – it just went back to, you know, just talking to my loved ones and stuff like that. And, you know, just talking to the guys around me, just having fun and, you know, just trying to find other things in football just to get by for those couple weeks.
Also wanted to ask about the guys in front of you, that offensive line. How have they changed from last year to this year from your perspective?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they're just getting the job done. You know, they're just doing a really good job. I feel like they were a little bit fueled from last year, you know, taking the blame for most of it. And, you know, they really came out this year and, you know, they're the reason why we're playing so great, you know, just always having a clean pocket and, you know, just having big running lanes. So they've been doing great.
Go ahead, Mitch.
LJ, with you back and Hinkley back, Flau back, you know, what's this running back unit now capable of going into the, you know, the final five games of the season, you think?
You know, we were always capable of stuff, you know. It doesn't matter who's in the backfield, you know, we're capable of, you know, doing anything, you know. I think all of us are up to the challenge and all of us are capable of making plays.
You touched on how, you know, this injury kind of raised some doubts maybe and mm-hmm. give you that confidence boost, that performance over the weekend. How difficult is that, you know, navigating injuries and the impact it has mentally on, you know, making sure, you know, trying to work your way back to getting back to your normal self?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, just because you're out of things for so long. And, you know, just like even being out there on Friday, you just – there's like some situations where you're just not in practice, you know, like when people are actually trying to tackle you and you got to make a move, you know, you're just not used to it. So it takes a little bit just to get back, but it just comes back like riding a bike.
Go ahead, Jared.
LJ, what's it been like watching – Jake Retzlaff kind of develop into the player he is right now?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, he did it all the time in practice, so it's really nothing surprising to us or to me, actually, you know, just because I've seen it in practice. I've seen the work he puts in, so it's really no surprise to me or any of our teammates, I believe.
I asked him this, and I want to get your perspective from as a running back, but how close is this offense to being as effective as you guys know it is capable of being?
Yeah, we're just getting better every week, you know. We're just seeing more and more things. Coach A-Rod's been doing a great job just implementing things as well as the rest of the coaches, you know, just getting us right, prepared for games. And, you know, I feel like week by week we've been getting better, and this week is another step to try to get better.
Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, LJ, as you guys move forward here, you're making the trip to UCF this week. I know it's early in the week, but what do you see from them defensively?
Yeah, they're a good defensive team. You know, I believe they have one of the best run defenses. So, you know, we're going to have to really step up and in the running back room and try to break more tackles and stuff like that. But just do our part. And I feel like as long as we do our part and we go out there and execute, then – you know, they're a really good team, but it should be a fun matchup, and we should be able to compete.
Are you a guy who has different feelings about playing at home versus playing on the road at all?
No, I just love the environment, you know, just because, I mean, this is all I've dreamed of growing up, you know, just being able to play in front of tens of thousands of fans, you know, just being able to go out there and do that. So it doesn't matter if it's home or away, you know, I'm just always trying to win, and it's fun at away environments as well as home environments.
Go Mitch Harper.
LJ, with some games under your belt this season, what do you feel has been the biggest difference from your vantage point of competing as a sophomore in your second year, navigating the Big 12 compared to what it was like as a freshman?
I feel like I'm more relaxed this year. You know, I kind of understand what's going on more. I feel more comfortable in the offense, so it's just been able to go out there and compete and just been able to relax a little bit more and just have fun doing it.
It feels like that's kind of been a theme for this whole team, you know, having a second year part of this offense. And how big of an impact do you feel like that's playing in this strong start that this offense and the whole team at large is having this year?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot, you know, just being able to have guys that are in the offense so, you know, people are able to break it down easier and just really teach others. So I feel like it's been a lot easier, you know, just having Coach Harvey and the other running backs just being able to teach me stuff like that. And, you know, just having Hinkley and Miles as mentors, you know, they've really helped a lot.
Thank you.